You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Lerato, good morning.
Wow.
Hello, Lerato. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Eusebius. Sure. I've been listening to your conversation before this previous caller, and I have no doubt that the laws established in this country are appropriate. But I think the problem comes in with the implementation of the laws. So many policemen in a place where they can be bribed. I've got quite a personal, so excuse me if I get emotional, personal story that happened recently where my aunt reported an assault against her estranged husband. excuse me. And they looked for him for a while, and he wasn't, they couldn't find him.
Yes.
He came to the house, terrorized the nanny, did a couple of things. Pretty much, this guy has three charges laid against him by my aunt. My aunt has proof, chipped tooth, bruised face, everything. He's got all the proof in the world that this guy's done this. This guy subsequently laid a charge against her of assault. Now, you would imagine that a charge like that would be thrown out, considering my aunt laid all of these charges and there's a restraining order against this guy. The date that he cited, my aunt was not even in the province. She was in Cape Town with the boys. This past Friday, my aunt was arrested. She spent the weekend, coldest weekend of the year, in jail, away from her boys on Mother's Day weekend. Her only crime was reporting this guy. This guy bribed so many people that she actually spent the weekend in jail. Granted, the case was thrown out on Monday, after the new prosecutor had to fight for my aunt to actually be brought to court, because the policemen made up some story about her name being confused, etc. Again, you can see that this guy was talking to a couple of people. Now, we are a country that promotes women to go report these crimes, but we are not in a space where these women can be kept safe, where if things like this can happen. If someone can lay a charge against somebody else of assault and there's absolutely no proof whatsoever, this person can get arrested and spend a weekend in jail. Like, I have completely lost all hope in our justice system. I am heartbroken. I'm completely discouraged. I've never really been, you know, at this low. And I think I'm just so disappointed by how few good men there are out there. I was one of those last week, I was one of those women that was sort of advocating and saying, no, but there are good men. You can't say men are trash. But when this happened this weekend, like, I'm completely heartbroken. I actually have no words. And I would like to know if there's something that we can do. My aunt had support. She had people that she could rely on. There are women out there that don't have the same support structure. There are women out there that have way less than my aunt has. What happens with them if things like that can happen? So is there anything that we can do? Can we lay a case to somebody, like maybe wrongful arrest? I'm not sure. I'm not a law student. I don't know. Maybe you can tell me.
Okay. Lerato, my heart goes out to you, to your aunt, the family, what's happened. I'm at a loss for words. We have way too many of these stories of police re-traumatizing women, and let's see what we can do as a community for you. Someone out there will be able to give us some advice. Again, I'm going to also take your details, put you back to our producers, and let's see. Maybe someone can respond with advice.